Nick Guy is on a well-deserved vacation this week. Filling in for him is one of the most incredible superheroes of all time. Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
Nah, it's a bird.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Hey, but wait, look. What's that over there?
Why, it's the human eel.
Human eel, the defender of the defenseless, the helper of the helpless, the fighter of bad guys, and the promoter of goodness. So join us now for the Human Eel. This is the city, Megapolis City, a thriving, hustling, bustling center of commerce, popular for its well-manicured lawns and its even more well-manicured women. Megapolis City is also known for its support of the arts, many of its citizens being knowledgeable about fine art and knowing good art when they see it. And those who aren't eagerly take the word of those who are. And this explains why excitement was high in Megapolis City when it was announced that the Megapolis City Museum of Ancient Stuff would be hosting the priceless ancient artifact known but not well known as the Bauble Manuscript. On loan from the Colossal Bay Old Things Museum, the Bauble Manuscript was discovered in 1955 by archaeologist Professor Phil Armonic. Found rolled up in an ancient ornament, it dated back to the first century. The manuscript, that is, not Professor Monic. Meanwhile, the fourth floor offices of Megapolis City's largest newspaper, the Evening Star, are brimming with activity. Gathered for their morning meeting are editor Milton Cadud, ace reporter first class Lorna Lake, mild-mannered ace reporter second class Dean Beagle, and junior ace photographer Beanie Olson. We pick up the action now as we hear editor Cadud speak.
Well, having the Bauble manuscript here in Megapolis City is quite a thrill. I'm counting on all of you to do your part in covering this story. Lorna, I'm expecting you to provide us with some of your usual solid informational stories.
I've already begun my research, Chief.
And of course, Beanie, I'll expect some great junior ace photographs from you.
Right, Chief. Let me make sure my camera's ready. Yep, it sure is.
What do you need me to do, Chief?
Oh, well, Dean, I don't know. Maybe Lorna needs you to get her a cup of coffee or to open a door for her or something.
Well, Dean, actually I'm working on this important story about New Testament textual criticism, and I won't be able to go out to eat today. Could you pick something up for me at the deli down the street?
Sure, Lorna.
Oh, that's right. With all of this excitement over the ancient Bauble manuscript, people are thinking about the New Testament and how it came to be. Your story will be our main feature. How's it going, Lorna?
Great, Chief. Although I don't believe one story will be enough, the information I've uncovered could fill several stories.
Oh, great. It'll make a terrific daily feature. So what have you got for today's installment?
Well, prior to the invention of the printing press, the scriptures could only be accessed in the form of handwritten manuscripts. Letter by letter, word by word, the scriptures were copied by scribes. Then, copies would be made from those copies, and further copies would be made from those copies.
Wow, that's a lot of writing.
It was. And, as one might suspect, these scribes would occasionally make mistakes. Misspelled or misplaced words were inevitable.
So with these kinds of errors happening, how do we know that the Bible we have today is the Bible that God first inspired the original authors to write?
Determining that is what has been called textual criticism.
Textual criticism? What's that?
This is where all of the available copies of a text are compared as a means of determining the exact wording of the original text.
Well, that's quite an undertaking.
Oh, it is. And it's especially important when we consider that we're working with the Word of God. It's vital for the Christian faith that the scripture we possess is the same as the original. We Christians cannot rely on the Bible if we do not possess the accurate words of God.
Well, how do we know which one of two different texts is the correct one?
That will be the subject of my next story.
Just then, the mayor of Megapolis City and the mayor's assistant, Bianca Truitt, enter the fourth floor offices.
Oh, hello, Mr. Mayor. Hello, Bianca.
Oh, hello, Editor Cadud.
Why, hello there, Editor Cadud. Hello, Beanie.
Hello, Miss Truitt. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, hello, Beanie. Hello, Miss Lake.
Hello, Mr. Mayor. Hello, Bianca.
Well, hello, Lorna.
Hello. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't remember your name.
Mild-mannered ace reporter, second class Dean Beagle, sir.
No, I don't think that's it. But I do know that you appear to be infatuated with my assistant, Bianca Truitt.
Dean used to appear to be infatuated with Miss Lake.
And hello, Dean. I hope you haven't forgotten you promised to take me shopping today. I need to get a new pair of shoes for when you take me to the theater next week.
Oh, yes, of course.
Gee, Miss Truitt, those shoes you're wearing now look pretty new. And pretty expensive.
Oh, these old things. I only wear these when I don't care how I look.
Well, Mr. Mayor, having the Bauble manuscript here in our very own Museum of Ancient Stuff is quite exciting and should prove to be a big boom to Megapolis City.
Yes, that's right. Bianca and I just left the Megapolis City City Council. They held a special session at the Megapolis City City Hall to prepare for its arrival. The security van carrying the valuable artifact is due to arrive within the hour. We need to be there for the security verification.
Is security going to be high while the Bauble manuscript is in the city?
Oh, yes. Quite high. Oh, that ancient manuscript is worth millions.
Millions?
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 Oh, yes. It's quite valuable.
Upon hearing this, Dean Beagle steps aside to think to himself.
A valuable artifact worth millions. There's no doubt that that's the kind of thing that will capture the attention of every villainous super scoundrel for miles. And that means my alter ego, the human eel, will have to be on his guard day and night to protect that ancient piece of paper. Well, I'm ready. Or at least I will be when I get my superhero costume on.
See, that's quite a lot of money, Mr. Mayor. What kind of manuscript is it exactly? A kingly edict? The writings of an ancient historian? Or perhaps it's a portion of scripture from the book of Matthew or Paul's letter to the Romans or John's Revelation?
No, it's the shopping list of King Puddin'-Tame of Upper Malarkia.
Well, we need to be there when that security van comes in. Lorna, I need you and Beanie to get over there.
Right, Chief.
Let me get my camera.
You're coming too, aren't you, Dean? It wouldn't be proper for me to go to such an important event unaccompanied.
Well, I guess I can.
Then I'll let you take me shopping for those new shoes.
Down at the Megapolis City Museum of Ancient Stuff, Ace Reporter First Class Lorna Lake, mild-mannered Ace Reporter Second Class Dean Beagle, Ace Junior Photographer Beanie Olson, the Mayor, and the Mayor's Assistant Bianca Truitt were there to greet the security van as it arrived containing the valuable Bauble manuscript.
Oh my, look at that van. It's got all those steel plates all over it.
That's armor, Bianca.
And look at that tiny, teeny, weeny little hole. That's all the driver has to look out from.
All of these precautions are necessary, Bianca.
Is that old piece of paper really worth all that fuss?
Yes, it is. That ancient shopping list of long-forgotten King Puddin'-Tame of Upper Malarkia is worth a great deal of money. And you see, not everyone is honest and upright like we are. Not everyone can be trusted to resist the temptation to steal it. So that's why we have armored security vans with little slits for the driver to look through.
Oh my, look. Those men have guns.
Well, they're the museum security staff, Bianca.
Look, they're taking out the Bauble manuscript now. Wow, that must have been a long shopping list. Look at the size of that crate they're carrying it in.
The manuscript really isn't that big, Beanie. But that large crate is necessary to protect it from deterioration and even self-destruction.
Self-destruction? What would cause that?
You see, many early manuscripts, like the Bauble manuscript, were written on papyrus. Papyrus is very fragile. Actually, with age, most things become more brittle and not as resilient or pliable.
I sure hope they keep it in a safe place.
Oh, they will, Beanie. They will be utilizing 24-hour security cameras, motion detectors, and even a palm-sized alarm attached to the glass case containing the manuscript.
What do those do?
Well, if the glass case is disturbed in any way, the alarm will emit a high-pitched screeching sound. This will alert the guards on duty at the museum and send a signal to the Megapolis City Police Station.
Wow, they really seem to have this whole thing covered.
Don't count on it, Beanie. Supervillains thrive on challenges like this. If my inborn superhero senses are telling me anything, they're telling me that the human eel will need to be on his toes. I'll need to be ever vigilant, ever alert, and I'll have to make sure my superpower, my strong pinching fingers, my power pinch are in top working order.
Well, Dean, what do you say we go shop for those new shoes now?
Sure, Bianca, but I can't stay out late. I have to get home and do my finger exercises.
The arrival of the Bauble manuscript had the citizens of Megapolis City giddy with excitement.
The Bauble manuscript is here. I can't wait to see it in its glass case.
I can't wait to hear the curator tell us all about it.
I can't wait to see what King Puddin'-Tame put on the shopping list.
I love seeing displays in glass cases.
I love old things.
That's nice to hear, young man.
I'm giddy with excitement.
I'm giddy with excitement.
We're all giddy with excitement.
After spending 5 hours shopping for shoes with Bianca Truett, Dean Beagle was walking home.
Well, that took longer than I expected. I guess it was foolish of me not to consider that with a new pair of shoes, Bianca would need a new purse to match, and then a new coat to match the purse and shoes, and then a new hat to match the coat and purse and shoes. Although funny, I've never seen her actually wearing a hat. Well, I've got to get right home and practice my finger exercises. I'm going to need my super pinch in fine working order to thwart any devious attempts by a supervillain to steal that precious manuscript.
Dean's journey home took him past the Megapolis City Museum of Ancient Stuff.
Everything seems in order. The gate is locked, the security camera is on at the front door, and in the room containing the Balbo manuscript, there's a strange figure moving around in the dark. Wait a second. What was that I said? In the room containing the Balbo manuscript, there's a strange figure moving around in the dark. Why, that's not right. Well, this is a job for the human eel.
Dean quickly changed into his human eel costume and attempted to get in the front gate.
Oh yeah, it's locked. I'm gonna have to climb this fence.
The human eel began climbing the fence. As he reached the top, he found barbed wire all along it.
That's not good.
When he reached the bottom of the other side, he began approaching the door, but suddenly came face to face with the security dog.
Show me the way in, boy. Hey, what's wrong with you? I'm here to save the day. Oh, so now you're going to chase me, huh? Well, why don't they teach you dogs who the good guys are?
The security dog chased the human eel around the building several times. Then, on lap 4, the human eel noticed the back door that was open. He ran for the door, closing it behind him just in the nick of time.
Well, that must be how the supervillain got in here. Now to find him.
Meanwhile, outside of the museum, Lorna Lake was on her way home when she noticed something wasn't right.
Something's going on in there. I better see what it is.
Lorna Lake entered through the parking lot gate, which was still open for the security guards. The guard dog recognized her from that afternoon. She gave him a treat and he ran off. Once inside the museum, she found all of the security guards sound asleep.
What's this? A canister filled with a general anesthetic? It's commonly used by doctors to make a patient unconscious during an operation. Someone has used it to incapacitate these guards.
She saw a light coming from the room containing the Balbo manuscript. She cautiously approached. When she reached the door, she slowly opened it up. Inside, she saw someone wearing a red and gold costume and wearing a mask and a cape. He was hard at work dismantling the alarm system. Wires were strewn across the floor. She was about to approach when suddenly the human eel appeared from another door and entered the room.
You had better give yourself up, you fiend. Wait a second, I know you. You're Scumbag.
That's right.
Well, I'm afraid your little plan to steal the Balbo manuscript is about to be foiled. You're going to have to come with me.
I don't think so.
Then you leave me no choice but to subdue you with my power pinch.
As the human eel approached Scumbag, preparing to pinch him, he stumbled and fell, getting tangled in the web of loose wires on the floor.
I've got to do something. I can't go in like this.
Lorna Lake thought for a moment, and then she had an idea. She ran to the museum's new Cats of the World exhibit and found a panther suit that was on one of the mannequins. She put it on.
Wow, this fits perfectly. And I really look great in it, if I do say so myself.
She entered the Cats of the World exhibit as Ace Reporter First Class Lorna Lake and exited as who?
As Panther Girl.
Hey, I like that. She exited as Panther Girl. Panther Girl returned to the scene of the crime and found the human eel still struggling on the floor.
I've got you right where I want you.
Scumbag was still hard at work with the alarm system as Panther Girl made her move.
Hey, you!
What's this? Another superhero?
Give it up, Scumbag.
As Panther Girl was about to apprehend Scumbag, the human eel rose, causing her to stumble over him. Before Panther Girl could get back up, Scumbag was gone. The alarm had been sounded and the police arrived just as Panther Girl was able to get to her feet. Seeing what was happening, she ran off into the darkness.
Human Eel, what's going on here? It looks like somebody used general anesthetic to disable the guards and then came in here to monkey around with the alarm system. And while you were groping around on the floor, that girl in the panther suit came and chased that villain scumbag away. I wonder where she ran off to. Why, that little lady saved the day.
The next morning, in the fourth floor offices of the Evening Star, editor Milton Kadud was conducting his morning meeting with ace reporter first class Lorna Lake, mild-mannered ace reporter second class Dean Beagle, and ace junior photographer Beanie Olson. The hot topic of conversation was the events at the Megapolis City Museum of Ancient Stuff just the night before.
Well, I want a front page story on the break-in at the museum and how Panther Girl saved King Puddin'Tame's first century shopping list from being stolen.
It's too bad she wasn't able to catch scumbag.
I wonder what happened.
No doubt he knew the human eel was about to subdue him with his power pinch, so he got away while he could.
Oh, I think if anyone scared him off, it was Panther Girl. Why, it seems to me the human eel's participation was pretty inept.
Inept? Why anyone would have gotten tripped up with all those wires lying around?
That Panther Girl seems to have a lot on the ball. We're fortunate to have her here in Megapolis City.
I'm sure it was just a fluke, a one-time event. I doubt she'll be needed again.
Say, Lorna, is your next story on New Testament textual criticism ready for today's edition?
It is, Chief. I finished it last night.
What's it about?
Well, obviously, since we don't have the original text for the New Testament, we must recover it based on the copies we do have. The question is, do we have enough New Testament manuscripts to give us good reason to believe we have the text as it was originally given by God?
Well, that's a good question. Do we?
We sure do. A central issue here is the quantity of the manuscripts. The more we have, the easier it is to reconstruct the original text.
So the more manuscripts we have, the more assurance we have that the original text has been preserved.
How many manuscripts do we have, Miss Lake?
Well, we have more than 5,700 New Testament manuscripts in Greek alone. There are 9,300 more in other languages. Our Latin manuscripts total more than 10,000. Plus thousands more in Coptic, Syriac, Gothic, Ethiopic, Armenian, and other languages.
Wow!
Also, within the writings of the early church fathers, we have numerous citations from the New Testament. So many, in fact, that we could reconstruct almost the entire New Testament from these citations alone.
Well, how does all of this compare with other ancient writings?
Well, we have 7 manuscripts of Plato's Tetralogies, 10 manuscripts for Caesar's Gallic Wars, 5 for Aristotle's Poetics, and Homer's Iliad comes the closest to the Bible with 643 copies.
643 compared to thousands? Wow!
Well, that sounds like a great story, Lorna. I'm sure our readers will love it.
Just then, the mayor and his assistant, Bianca Truitt, entered the fourth floor offices.
Well, hello, Mr. Mayor. Hello, Bianca.
Hello, Editor Kadud.
Why, hello there, Editor Kadud. Hello, Beanie.
Hello, Miss Truitt. Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hello, Beanie. Hello, Miss Lake.
Hello, Mr. Mayor. Bianca.
Hello, Miss Lake. And hello, Dean.
Dean? Oh, is that this fellow who appears to be infatuated with you, Bianca?
He used to appear to be infatuated with Miss Lake.
Beanie, you know you shouldn't speculate like that.
I'm so glad to see that you're all right, Dean. After you left my house last night, you had to walk right past that museum where that terrible man was trying to steal that old piece of paper. I was so worried about you.
Hey, that's right. You walked right past the museum last night at the time of the break-in. Didn't you see anything, Dean?
Uh-oh. This is a problem all superheroes run into eventually. How do I answer this question without revealing my secret identity? I've got to think.
Dean,
I want you to promise me you'll stay away from dangerous places like that at night.
Hey, Miss Lake, since you were working late last night, you must have walked right past the museum at the same time. Didn't you see anything?
No. Beanie's pretty sharp. I don't want him to figure out that I was Panther Girl.
Oh, did you see anything, Miss Lake?
No.
What a great answer! Why didn't I just say no?
Well, we can sure be thankful that Panther Girl was at the Megapolis City Museum of Ancient Stuff last night.
And of course, the human eel!
The human eel? Oh, he came across as pretty inept to me.
The human eel seems to be having a little PR problem here.
Well, I'm surprised all these superheroes and supervillains didn't catch cold last night. Why, some parts of that museum are cold. Why is that, I wonder?
I think I can answer that. Many ancient artifacts must have a very controlled environment to protect them. For instance, the Bauble manuscript is made of papyrus, and papyrus can easily deteriorate if it's not handled correctly. Temperature and relative humidity are vital to its care.
Is that so?
Yes. My research has revealed that humidity has a bad effect on any kind of document, papyrus included. But even though a hot, dry climate is better, the heat will cause it to become brittle.
Why, I never knew.
Also, fluctuations in temperature and humidity will cause damage as well. The optimal environment for ancient manuscripts is below 70 degrees Fahrenheit, with a relative humidity between 30 and 50%.
I admire you so much, Lona.
Oh, really? How nice of you to say.
You and I should have lunch sometime.
I'd love to.
Are you free today?
Actually, Dean was just about to run out and pick something up for me from the deli down the street. Maybe we can have him get something for you, too.
Yes, please do that, Dean. But remember, I want you to promise you'll stay clear of those dangerous places with mean people in them.
I wish I could make that promise to you, Bianca, but I'm afraid I can't. You don't know it, but I'm a superhero. And superheroes can't stay clear of dangerous places with mean people in them. In fact, we need to be right there in those dangerous places so we can thwart the evil machinations of those mean people and bring them to justice.
Meanwhile, the citizens of Megapolis City were lining up to view the Bauble manuscript at the Megapolis City Museum of Ancient Stuff.
What an amazing sight. King Puddin'Tame's grocery list.
And to think, King Puddin'Tame wrote that grocery list all those years ago.
Well, he was king of Upper Malarkia, don't you know?
And just think, if it wasn't for Panther Girl, we might never have had the chance to see it.
We owe Panther Girl a great debt of gratitude.
You're right. Thank you, Panther Girl.
Thank you, Panther Girl.
Thank you, Panther Girl.
But despite Panther Girl's success, the Bauble manuscript is far from out of danger, as Scumbag is already planning to make another attempt to steal the priceless artifact. So, you're probably wondering when and how Scumbag will make his next attempt. You're probably also wondering if Panther Girl will be able to stop him. I mean, if the human eel will be able to stop him. Or if somebody will be able to stop him. Well, to find out, you'll have to join us next time for the continuation of The Human Eel. Ward Stang speaking.
The Human Eel and Manuscript Found in a Bauble was written and produced by Frank Uhle and features the vocal talents of Rebecca Bradford, Lorenda Ray Edwards, and Thomas and Frank Uhle. In our culture, there's a growing antagonism towards the Christian faith. With many issues, we find solid biblical truth at odds with our society's understanding of good and evil and right and wrong. Also, much of what we believe has been misrepresented and misunderstood. And all of this causes Christianity to be marginalized and even, in some cases, villainized. And this, of course, greatly hinders the work of the gospel. The need for the average Christian to be able to give a good, solid defense for the Christian faith is more vital than ever. It is to help fill this need that the Nick Guy Private Eye Apologetic Series and the Human Eel Apologetic Series were created. Utilizing comedy and adventure, we attempt to equip each believer with the arguments necessary to show that faith in God and in the saving work of His Son, Jesus Christ, is both reasonable and logical. One of the first places critics of Christianity point to is the Scriptures. Although men wrote the Bible, they were inspired by God. So we believe that the Bible is the infallible Word of God. But since we don't have the original documents for the Gospels or the letters of the Apostle Paul, how can we be certain that the Bible we now have is as those first authors wrote it? Well, the process of determining the original text of a document by using the copies we possess is called textual criticism. In this installment of the Human Eel series, we will examine the process used in textual criticism. For the Bible, the number and the short time span from the original writing of the existing copies from which we have to work far exceeds those of any other ancient writing. This allows us to be certain of our Bible's faithfulness to its original authorship. To find out more about this topic or the Human Eel Apologetics series, visit our website at thehumaneel.com. That's thehumaneel.com. There you will find episode resources and notes, along with other programs and information. Or you can visit the Nick Guy Private Eye Facebook page for information and audio clips. Or write to us at P.O. Box 781, Painesville, Ohio 44077. That's P.O. Box 781, Painesville, Ohio 44077. And discover that sometimes the most amazing things must be true.